The bodybuilding world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome, everybody. It is June the 13th, Monday, 4 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, where the sun is shining bright. It is definitely summer here in Southern California. A lot of ground to cover. A lot of competitions coming up, and I got to give a shout out to my sister. She had a birthday over the weekend, actually June the 8th, June 9th, which is now making me older because mine's coming, and I want to say happy birthday to her. Also, my nephew, he won a gold medal in the Special Olympics held here in Long Beach, California over the weekend. Big Lance also celebrating a birthday next week at 19 years young. He is the man. But without further ado, we've got a lot of competition going down this weekend. We've got the Toronto Pro Championships coming up. The first time it has returned to the Great White North after several years kind of in the abyss. It just was here one day and gone the next. But one show that has remained consistent and a promoter that is consistently consistent is Pam Betts calling in by way of Orlando, Florida, putting it down the Junior National Championships, NPC, out there in Illinois. Let's bring on Pam Betts. Miss Betts, welcome to MD Radio.
Hi, Sean. How are you? And it's summer here, too. 97 degrees.
Yeah, it's hot, huh? I was just there in Tampa not too long ago, and I know you're in Orlando, a little bit further inland. It's got to be hot.
Yeah, it's a little warm. I finally turned on the air conditioning.
Well, it could get a little bit muggier when we move this party over to Chicago area coming up this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what's going down. You have this show every year. You do a great job, by the way. I know last year we experienced a mild power outage briefly, but we got things back. Let's talk about some of the particulars going down this Friday and Saturday in Illinois.
God willing, there will be no power outages this year. But it's going to be a great show. We're still doing our fabulous Female Friday. We're going to start with women's fitness routines, moving into bodybuilding, figure, bikini, and then doing women's fitness two-piece. Starting off Saturday morning, we're going to be working with the men's physique, men's bodybuilding, and women's physique, which are women's physique and men's physique, as you know, are the two new divisions of the NPC.
Right, right. And I witnessed the first one that they had held out there at the Junior USAs not long ago in Charleston, South Carolina, where Trey Bennett and Shannon put the show on, and we got a good look at what they were kind of going for. Do you think the criteria will change from show to show as they try to figure out and find their way, or are the judges pretty well informed as to what they're looking at now?
I think with Trey's show, that kind of solidified the national look.
Right.
Because I'd heard a lot of controversy about what one area was looking for versus another area of the states. But I think we're going to look at the same kind of criteria. You know, that really nice-looking guy from the waist up and, you know, with nice shorts, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because you're giving away how many pro cards on this Friday and Saturday are giving out?
Oh, Lord. We've got three fitness. Four each, bikini and figure. We've got two for women's physique and two for men's physique.
Right. And how many competitors do you think you're going to have this time around? This is a show that's
Sandy is well over 300 right now.
Wow.
And Peter is teetering on 200. Mm. We've got approximately 50 or more women's physique and approximately 50 men's physique. So that's going to tip the scales a bit.
Okay. I wanted to bring the attention. So with all of these people converging, I remember one year I was there, and we got out, and the host hotel did not have, they closed. They closed at like 11 o'clock, and we had all these hungry bodybuilders. I remember ordering a pizza. I think you were right in there with me somewhere.
I certainly was, and I hopefully over the years we've, taught the hotel that you've got to have food well after midnight.
Do you think it's going to go into the midnight hour? Because, man, that's a lot of people to get through a competition.
It sure is. But I don't think so. I think our expediting team is really good. Since Steve Stone, Mike Fulner has taken over as the head expediter.
Right.
And I think we're going to get out of there before midnight on Saturday. I don't see any problem there.
Yeah, Steve Stone is sorely missed. And I'm curious, because I got a couple of people asking me at the Junior USAs, why is it at the junior level the pro cards are given out exclusively to the women and not the men? Do you have an answer for that? Or
to the women, and you're talking bodybuilding?
Yeah, on the bodybuilding side,
bodybuilding,
I guess. Women bodybuilders aren't getting pro cards, are they?
Yeah, the bodybuilding, there are no pro cards given out in bodybuilding for men or women at either the Junior USA or the Junior Nationals.
Right,
I think that the hierarchy being that the Junior USA feeds into the USA, the Junior Nationals feeds into the National, that's the hierarchy, and I think that Jim would like, Mannion, president of the NPC, would like to keep the pro cards at the USA and National level.
Agreed. Rightfully so. That's where the very steep competition has a tendency to show up there. It's very competitive. With the new Toronto Pro Championships coming on, is that affecting your show at all? I mean, it's a pro show, so I mean, maybe there's some talent that would normally come out to support your show you're going to miss out on, huh?
You know, I think maybe a little bit in the sponsorship area. Press, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm seeing not as many press presence as there has been in the past, because many people are going back to the resurgence of the Toronto Pro Show.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, you've been doing this. I mean, it's pretty much turnkey. You got a great staff and a crew. The expediting of it all takes place, and you got the top judges there. Are we any surprises going down out there in Chicago? Can we expect anything new or different? No guest posers, huh?
No guest posers. There's so much talent on stage, Sean.
Yeah. Well, for the contest information, for those that want to come out, get some tickets last minute, where would they go?
Tickets are available at the door for all of the events. The $70 tickets, the first 10 rows are kind of going fast. But, you know, the tickets are going well, and they are available. So if you want to come out last minute, any of the, you know, the shows, we've got tickets available.
Okay, and what do we have, prejudging Friday, finals on Saturday, or how does it break down?
Hold it. Prejudging for the women. Women's Fabulous Female Friday on Friday.
Right.
And those tickets are $30. We have men's prejudging in the two physique rounds on Saturday morning, and those tickets are also $30. And then the finals are all reserved seats at $50 and $70.
The Hyatt Regency O'Hare Hotel. And the early check-in is going to go down on Thursday for the men's bodybuilding. It'll be from 6 to 7. Men's physique, 7 to 7:30. For the women, you're going to have the women's bodybuilding, fitness, figure, bikini, and physique all at 7:30 to 8:30. And again, on Friday, the 17th, the final weigh-ins and check-ins will take place at 9 to 10:30. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. You're on the ball there, Sean.
Well, all the eligibility information and all the contact stuff will go through Sandy Williamson. She can be emailed at Sandy.
Sandy on Sandy Lane.
That's
at
it.
Yahoo.
Yeah.
You can go to the website, which is npcjrnationals.com.
Right on.
And, you know, contact me.
Right on. And Pam Betts, we look forward to this amazing weekend. We're looking forward to probably having a couple of your winners on the following Monday. So we wish you all the best up there in the Chicago area.
Excellent, Sean, and I appreciate being on your show.
All right, thank you. That's Pam Betts calling in for Orlando, Florida. Once again, man, the time goes fast. It seemed like yesterday that I was talking to Pam Betts about last year's show, and here we are again in 2011. Some pro cards are going to be handed out. There's going to be some very stiff competition going down. We might see the next big thing coming by way of the Junior Nationals. I know we've had a lot of bodybuilders come out of the Junior Nationals. I know I competed back in 1996 when I first stepped up there in the big leagues at 20 years old. I lost out to Eddie Robinson in the light heavyweight division. He went on to win the overall Junior Nationals, and, of course, after that, a year later, I won my pro card at the national championship. So a lot of talent come by way of the junior national championships. And this year, certainly from the looks of things, will prove to be absolutely no different as far as depth. It looks like there's going to be upwards of 500 competitors when you add in the physique, women's physique and the men's physique divisions to this category. And, of course, Peter Potter, one of the best guys out there that's working side by side with Sandy Williamson and Pam Betts, is also another guy that can be contacted at usasports@juno.com for the men's side of things, the bodybuilding and the men's physique, of course. And those guys, man, they got a tight ship. A lot of athletes, they're all veterans at what they do. This show should move rather quickly and rather smoothly with the knowledge and expertise of these promoters and expediters and things, but also at the same time going down in the Great White North is the return of the Toronto Pro Championships going on. Ron Hache and Jim Morris have brought big-time pro bodybuilding back. They've also included a 202 men's division as well as the open division. They're also bringing men's bodybuilding, or women's bodybuilding, I should say, along with bikini and figure championships up there to Toronto. It's going to be an incredible weekend going on up there because on top of all of that, they have added a massive expo where they're going to have a slew of strongman competitions and various other activities going alongside of that. So it's going to be very interesting. I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to catch Phil Heath and Kai Greene posing over the weekend, but some very interesting video we have on muscular development online. That's going to be, it's out there. These guys are headed into the 46th annual showdown of the Mr. Olympia Championships. Of course, Jay Cutler will be returning to the stage as well. I do know that Jay will be guest posing out here at Lonnie Teeper's West Coast Bodybuilding Figure Bikini Championships, along with the return of Asia Monet Ray. She'll be doing her little second return to the stage. My daughter, 5 years old, throwing down once again for the Lonnie Teeper show out here in California. That's June the 25th, and on the same weekend, June the 25th, Tim Gardner, promoter extraordinaire, will be putting on the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Tampa Bay Championships out there in Tampa, Florida. And the night before, on the 24th, he'll hold the Tim Gardner Extravaganza, which is an amateur show. But the Tampa Bay Championships are what we'll be down there. Team MD will be covering men's bodybuilding, the return of women's bodybuilding as well. Tim is, he doesn't hold back. It's at the Performing Arts Theater downtown Tampa Bay. Of course, there'll be a 202 division as well. So things are going to heat up out there in South Florida after we come back from Toronto, Canada. And also we'll have our team out there to bring you all the coverage of the Junior Nationals weekend. So there's going to be a lot going on this weekend. You certainly want to tune in to the website. And coming back on the other side of this commercial break, we'll bring you MD's very own four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, looking for number 5, September the 16th, out in his hometown of Las Vegas, representing Massachusetts. Let's take a commercial break. We'll also have the Maryland Muscle Machine show up to chime in with our good friend Jay right after this.
This is Lonnie Teeper from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! I still here! It's going in! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from Muscle Mads, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought after muscle building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we just heard from one of the best promoters in all the land, Pam Betts, calling in about the Junior NPC National Championships taking place this weekend up in the Chicago area in Illinois. I'll be on a flight out to Toronto on Thursday, joining me up there with a few other guys from Team MD. Of course, Robbie Duran will be there bringing you video coverage. But we're flying right into big-time bodybuilding. There's going to be 78 IFBB pros representing 17 countries that will descend on Toronto, Canada. And, of course, we're going to have some celebrities in the house. Eight-time Mr. Olympia and arguably one of the greatest of all time, Ronnie Coleman, will be there. Six-time Mr. Olympia representing the U.K., United Kingdom. Dorian Yates will be up there with his DY nutrition products. That's June the 17th and the 18th up in Toronto. The expo is going to only be $10 to get in, kind of like the Arnold Schwarzenegger expo where you get in for $10 and you get a chance to check out some bodybuilding, strongman, arm wrestling, judo, boxing, kickboxing, Olympic powerlifting. They're expecting to have a humongous turnout. It's a 70,000 square foot expo and another 70,000 square feet for the extreme sports, making it one of the biggest in Canadian history. And the bodybuilders will be nothing short of amazing, as well as making some celebrity appearances. They've got Kung Lee, a three-time world champion martial artist. Tony Freeman will be up there. He's competed in Olympia 10 times, and we all know about Tony Freeman. He's talking about doing the Masters World Championships in December. So just come on out there and check it out. Another guy that may be there, we're going to bring him on. Let's bring on my partner in crime, the Maryland Muscle Machine, Mr. Kevin Leveroni, the Hall of Famer. Welcome back, Team MD Radio, bro.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. Thank you very much, man. There's a lot of exciting things coming up in IFBB history in the pro bodybuilding world, man. And it sounds like this Canadian show coming up, man, is really going to be something huge.
It is. You were traveling. You were over in the Netherlands. But while you're doing all that, these guys are bringing in celebrity champions out there from all different types of disciplines. They're also going to have a bikini oxygen model search. For the first time ever, they're going to have the Canada versus the USA strongman competition, 5 against 5. They're going to have some party with the pros, which, are you going up there, by the way?
Actually, I'm going to try to make it. You know, my son, he actually, has a birthday coming up. So But, you know, I'm going to try to knock that off on the calendar and try to be up there.
All right, well, let's bring on somebody who he's all over the world. This guy's got more stamps in his damn passport than Osama bin Laden had. Let's bring him on. Four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, by way of Las Vegas. Welcome to MD Radio.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Kevin. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, Jay, you know how it is, man. I just got back from the Netherlands over there visiting the fans. And, you know, one thing about going to Europe, you know, those fans over there, man, they're always so excited to get to see us because, as you know, and well as Sean, you know, we don't get to, you know, these guys don't get a chance to come to the Mr. Olympia. So whenever we go over there, it's always arms wide open welcome, you know. So I'm excited about the return from that, man. How about yourself, Jay? What you got coming up, brother?
Everything's good, man. I just got done training some back. I was telling Sean that. So I'm actually just still in the gym. I'm getting ready to step out here and get some food and give you guys my update on what's going on.
Yeah, well,
give us the short version,
Jay, because I know you did some globe trotting, and I know things will start to slow down here in short order. You usually wind up your year on the guest closing circuit at Lonnie Teeper's West Coast Classic at the end of June. Tell us where you've been and what's coming up.
Well, I just got back from a store signing in South Dakota, and you're right, I'm not getting back on an airplane again between now and until I fly to India for the Mr. Olympia to compete over there. So right now, focusing on, you know, starting my prep, and I started about a week ago, but I'm getting into full swing of things now at 14 weeks out, and I'm just staying in Vegas. I'm going to train strictly in Vegas this year, no Los Angeles trips to go train out there in the Mecca like I was the last 2 years. I'm going to just focus on staying in Vegas and doing my thing here, but I'm feeling good. I'm ready to start, and like you said, I traveled more places than ever this year. I was all over, especially overseas, like Kevin was saying. I was over there, and it was great, experience, and they recepted me very, very well, but I'm ready to get down to business now.
Right on. And real quick, Jay, that show in India, is that the week after the Olympia or 2 weeks after the Olympia?
It's 1 week after, so, you know, we're going to compete at the Olympia the 16th, 17th. We finish on the 17th, do a few shoots for 2 or 3 days, then the whole crew's heading over to India probably Tuesday, Wednesday to compete that. That's, I think it's Saturday or Sunday over there. And then I actually plan on staying over there and doing some touring until the 6th of October.
Have you been there before?
No, it's my first time. I'm really excited about going, actually. And it's turned out to be a pretty solid show. We got a lot of the top guys signed up. I think the list is out there. But pretty much the favors for the Olympias are going to head to India the week after.
I like that, man.
That's going to be a very exciting show. And I hear the prize money is it's pretty high, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, the first place is 50. I think it goes down to 30, 20, 10, 5 for the top five. I mean, that's substantial. You guys know you competed on the European circuits before. I don't think there's ever been a show that's paid $50,000 in a European competition for first place.
Yeah.
Which is definitely attractive, I'm sure, to some of the top guys. So you're not shying away from these guys. This has got to, I'll say it again, this has arguably got to be the most important Olympia contest of your life that you are preparing for. 37 years young. Actually, if I remember correctly, I think you share the same birthday as my wife. Is it August the 3rd?
Yeah, and I'll be 38 this August the 3rd. So I'm going into this Mr. Olympia at 38 years old. And you guys know from experience, I mean, I don't think, Sean, you even competed until that age. I think, Kevin, you went until you were 38, 39. But my body feels very strong. But you're right. I mean, it's everyone's, you know, looking at a lot of these younger guys coming up, and you know, I know a lot of these guys have the hunger to go and win that title and try to take it away from me, and I'm doing everything I can to try to fight these guys off. So it is probably, besides coming back in 2009, this is probably the most important one that I've faced lately, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I imagine because of your maturity level that you probably turned even more into a thinking man's bodybuilder. I think, like Kevin, when we were coming up in the game, I think it was just we were taking 1 year at a time. We didn't put a lot of thought process into what would happen the year after, the year after. But at 38 years old, I was already retired for 2 years, but I imagine you are thinking beyond bodybuilding at some level, planning for the future. And I don't want to get ahead of myself here because this contest, you know, Phil Heath was right there on the heels of you last year, especially after prejudging. You somehow managed to battle back and hold those guys off on Saturday. Can you leave? Are you going to leave the door open at all, or is this one of those contests you know confidently that this door is going to be shut to these guys coming?
Well, you know, that's the question, Sean, and, you know, we all face that. Of course, I'm going to sit here at 14 weeks and say you're going to see the best Jay Cutler ever. That's what I want to think. But let's be realistic, and you know I'm always honest about how I look at things in the big picture. I have to be better, I feel, than I was last year. You know, I have to get back to, you know, worrying about myself at my best. And I really feel at my best, you know, I cannot be beaten. Did I feel that last year was my best? Absolutely not. 2009 was the closest I had been, you know, if you want to talk about lately. So I really have to focus on being at my absolute best. And I'm honestly going to the show with very little concern about Phil Heath and Kai Greens and all these other guys. I know there's a lot of hype going into it, but I've dealt with this every year. You guys know from experience, they try to hype up the magazines as much as possible, contenders for the competition. But I have no concerns whatsoever about anything but myself going into this contest.
Jay, now, last year you said you think you weren't at your best. Obviously, you know, I mean, we all thought you looked phenomenal, man. Maybe do you think it was the traveling or something? Are you going to cut your traveling off a little earlier this year and decide to really, you know, shut the traveling down and focus on your training and just zone in? You know, what are you looking like going into this Olympia? When are you going to? I know you said you started the preparation, but have you cut? When are you going to decide to say, hey, guess what? I'm not going to come out of my house. Only going to go to the gym back and forth to my home, and that's it.
Well, I mean, I only have one more appearance left, and that's at the West Coast Classic. Like Sean had mentioned, I do that every year for Lonnie Tieper on the 25th of June. But I'm pretty much locked up, you know. And I think last year, looking back, you know, I did a few things to try to come in sharper. And sometimes, as you know, that backfires because how do you beat perfection, which I feel 2009 was a great package for me. I came in lighter than ever. I displayed much more shape and symmetry than I had the prior years, and the conditioning was spot on. So I just need to focus on, you know, not pressuring myself to try to drastically change everything, especially this late in my career, and just be the best that I can be. I mean, you guys know. I mean, that's what it's all about, is just to be the best on that day. But it's all who you stand next to. So just because, you know, Phil looks great, or Branch looks great, or Kai Greene looks great, or Dennis Wolf, I mean, there's so many contenders at the competition. We can sit here and go down a list, but I don't sit there and say, well, this guy's going to be second, this guy's going to be third, or this guy's possibly going to be the guy to topple me. I don't look at it that way. All I think about is me being at my best and winning the competition.
Spoken like a true champion. I think you do have a firm grip on what it's going to take to defend that title and bring number five home. These guys are young, hungry lions. Kai Greene displayed roughly 95% of what he's capable of, but he has yet to show it on the day at the Olympia, which is really the true test of a champion. I mean, because you can win the Arnold Classic, you can win the New York, but, I mean, there's nothing like winning that Olympia where the best in the world are standing next to you, and to worry about those guys coming up would distract you from what you have to do. And going in injury-free, like you stated, and staying home in Las Vegas and not coming back to California and making those drives certainly should help your contest preparation. We've got a minute to go, Jay. Any other final salutations to your fans before we move along?
No, I mean, I've had a great deal of support, you know, through my website and obviously, you know, my Facebook page. But, you know, I want to take a minute to thank all the sponsors, you know, of course, Muscle Tech and Muscular Development for all the great coverage they've given me. Of course, Smart Shake, Chic Sports. I've been eating all the Eat to Grow food that they've been sending me. I'm on the filet and chicken now, and it's nice to be able to stay home and actually cook my food and eat. So I just want to give a shout-out to all those people that are helping me out, and I couldn't do without the fans. And, of course, you know, I'm really looking forward to competing again, and now that I've got my mind back on the training rather than, you know, being on the road every week, it's a lot of stress off my mind because you guys know how hard it is to travel, and it's something that you have to do as Mr. Olympia. But it's really time to get down to business, and I appreciate all the support that everyone can give me on the way there, and I'm going to be putting up videos so you guys can see my progress. And of course, the opportunity to come on the show was a great start to my preparation for my quest for number five.
Right on. Jay Cutler on the road to number five here at the 46th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia, September the 16th 17th out there in the desert of Las Vegas. You don't want to miss that. Jay's going to have some blogging going on, and we're going to be able to follow him all the way to the 46th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Championships in Las Vegas. Jay, thanks for calling in. We'll stay in touch, And with that, we will come to our commercial break. And Kevin Lavroni is going to give us some updates on what he's been doing, traveling the world and doing his Lavroni formula and all that jazz as we head into the Toronto Pro Weekend out in Toronto, Canada, after the commercial break.
Thank you.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Like a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp speed. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Did you experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb?
Lavroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing. Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful, and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Lavroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LavroniFormula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number four, energy.
Ron! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Ron! Who are you again? I saw you! I saw you! Shh! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, you're on with the Maryland Muscle Machine, the Hall of Famer, and we are counting it down to the Toronto Pro Championships coming up this weekend out in the Great White North of Toronto, where it's going to be their largest event to date with the model search and the men's bodybuilding. Speaking of the bodybuilding, Kevin, I'm going to drop a few names. We got Lionel Bieki, who signed a Weider contract after he placed fourth in New York Pro Championships. He is going to be up there, along with Craig Richardson, who qualified by taking third place, beating him out narrowly in the New York Pro Championships. You also have a Canadian, Mike Van Wyk, who now lives out in New Jersey. Ben White, he missed the mark in New York, but he's going to be trying to rectify the problems. He's going to be up in this competition. Robert Piotrowicz, the Polish guy, he's going to be there. He's got a very good upper body. His legs have always kind of been a little bit slight. He needs to work on those. Local guy Lou Joseph is there, as well as Oscar Dexter representing Tahiti, and Brandon Curry, a former USA champion, trying to find the right combination to get in the mix. There's only going to be three guys that are going to qualify for the Olympia, although we do know that Lionel Bieki and Craig Richardson qualified in New York, because it's the top five in New York that qualify. They're already qualified. So if those two guys happen to be first and second, there's only going to be one spot open for someone to get the ticket to go to Las Vegas and join the Mr. Olympia. In the 202 division, right now they've got around 12 guys competing in that competition, and on paper, I would have to say the favorite to me, and this guy didn't finish the New York Pro Championships, Kevin, he dropped out after prejudging, is Myoba Edwards. He's a Canadian guy, very good, very hard, grainy bodybuilder, nice lines. He dropped out after the prejudging in New York. He had some dehydration issues and wasn't able to do it. But it's not going to be easy for him to walk off with this show. Granted, he does not have to get on an airplane and travel. But you've got Vinny Galante going in there and Jason Joseph. You've got Svetko Stominovsky from Germany competing. Vince Warwick is competing. Sean Joseph Tavernier from the United Kingdom is there. And a few other guys that will make things very, very interesting on the women's side of things. We've got Nicole Ball, a former Pro Bodybuilding Weekly Tampa Pro champion. Britta Rezavik, she won the Brigitta, I'm sorry, is her name. She won the Pro Bodybuilding Weekly last year, as well as the Europa Connecticut competition. Kathy LeFrancois, we know that she's won the New York Pro Championships three times and is a former Arnold Classic title winner. And a few other girls will be throwing their hat into that arena. And then we have women's fitness. There's not a lot of women's fitness shows, Kevin. I don't know why that is. Have you followed women's fitness at all?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of, I mean, yeah, I mean, you really don't know why there's not a lot of women's fitness shows, but
yeah, I mean, they're
kind of dying off a little bit.
They're going the way of the dinosaur, man. These women's fitness shows are just dying off, but this show is going to bring us around 14, 15 athletes, and the majority of them are Canadians. Allison Ethier, Miriam Capes, Sherry Boudreau. These girls are all local Canadians. Jody Bohm. And it'll get sprinkled in with a few people from the United States, Michelle Blank, Christina Rojas, Carrie Simmons, Stacey Wright, to make things interesting. Also, along with the fitness, there's going to be the figure. And the figure is upwards of 22-some-odd competitors coming from all over, from the United Kingdom, from Trinidad, in Canada. Of course, the United States is represented very well there. And in the bikini, which actually, the Masters figure, I'm surprised, doesn't have very many competitors on paper right now. There's only about four or five ladies being thrown into that. And then to wrap it up is the bikini, where we're going to have around 10, 12 girls on paper right now that are signed up. It actually looks weird because there's more USA athletes going to Canada for this bikini competition than there are local Canadians actually competing in it. So it'd be interesting to see how that competition turns out. But again, each category, three competitors will qualify for their ticket to go to the Olympia weekend. Kevin, you were traveling over in the Netherlands, putting some miles on. We had Jay Cutler on the phone. Jay is competing in an area where I was already retired. How old were you when you retired bodybuilding? What was the age when you last stepped on the stage?
I think for me it was 36. So, yeah, 37. Yeah,
we're both younger than him at the stage he's going for number five. And I don't think either one of us, while we were competing, thought that Jay Cutler was going to be a four-time Olympian when we started, but when we were competing and when we stopped. Here he is, four-time Olympia, three-time Arnold Classic, going for number five. Who's his greatest challenge? Who's his greatest threat from where you sit going into this show?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, you know, like Jay was saying, he's not worried about anyone else. I mean, I've actually seen Jay mature, you know, before he even won the Olympia to where he is now. And how far he's come in his presentation and his confidence level is just amazing. I mean, when Jay walks on stage, when he's in shape, yeah, he dominates the stage. And, you know, this is a guy who has the experience. He's grown into the sport and into his physique and into his personality and his presentation. You know, the beautiful thing about sitting back and listening to Jay when he speaks is that, you know, we're all cheering for him. I think Jay's fans want to see him go out on top. Nobody wants to see Jay Cutler be dethroned, you know. And so I would say his competition is himself, and it sounds like he knows where he can make the changes to be better. And coming into this competition, I mean, you know, I mean, if I had to pick one person, I could not just pick one person, because looking at last year, yeah, Phil Heath was there and Phil Heath was pushing him. So, I mean, it's hard to say right now who's going to be the guy that push him. Yeah, you could say it's Phil. You could say it's going to be Kai, you know, how he looked in New York City. But right now, I just think Jay is out there in the class by himself, man. You know, it's up to him to win the show.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you're actually kind of writing his eulogy. Is this his last Olympia from where you sit? I mean, will this be it for him? I mean, how would you want to go out?
I mean, I think, you know, I mean, and again, I mean, it's not that he's burnt out. He's not burnt out at all. It's just the fact that, you know, he's won five, and when Jay Cutler's in shape, I mean, you know, yeah, he could keep going for six, but I just think, you know, when I was with him and we were out there training, you know, and he was training for the MD, you know, in the gym and with Yanni and everything, I just think he's, you know, he just knows. He knows as a champion, he knows when it's time, when he's reached his peak, when it's time to walk away. And a lot of the guys don't know when enough is enough. And I think that Jay knows that if he pushes it more than this year, yeah, he possibly could probably win six, but I don't think he wants to take that chance. I think Jay just wants to go out there and be a clear winner and walk away with this. And then another thing that you know, you had said earlier, Sean, along with age and dieting up and down, you know, he reached a maturity level to where he's really have that, you know, that mature muscle. He has that density, you know, that quality mature muscle. And, you know, there's probably like a four-year window where you kind of go through that phase. And I think Jay is probably at that window right now, but realizing that, you know what, let me walk out. If I win this one, let me walk out on top.
Right. Well, bottom line is, if he walks out on top, he will walk out alone, holding in his hand five Sandow trophies. As we know, there are others. Dorian Yates walked off with six. Of course, Arnold walked off with seven. And Ronnie and Lee Haney walked off with eight. More is not always necessarily better. Sometimes you have to know when to say when. And at $200,000 prize money, with a potential $50,000 payday 1 week later in India, things for Jay could be looking very, very good, because I'm certain that he's got these contracts where there's bonus incentives, where he, you know, if he wins, he gets X number of dollars. He's got a supplement deal. He's got his magazine deal. He's got his Jay Cutler clothing line and a very successful website. I don't think money is the issue driving Jay now, like a Dirk Nowitzki, who just won a championship with the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. Congratulations. I believe that Jay Cutler is going for the art of the deal, and he needs this victory to solidify and secure his legacy in bodybuilding. Anything short would be nothing more than just a big, major disappointment in an otherwise stellar, unblemished career that also entails five first runner-ups in the Mr. Olympia. I'm certain he would love to have a fifth Sandow trophy to augment those silver first runner-up awards to go alongside his three Arnold Classic Championship trophies. But on the other side of this final commercial break, we have the executive producer of the upcoming documentary, The Long-Awaited Evolution of Bodybuilding, Patrick Rivera, who joins us. Only 1 week ago, we were over there sitting, Kevin, in the house of one Hall of Famer, Lee Labrada, getting the exclusive rundown about his time amongst the Giants out of Houston, Texas, that will be documented for this documentary, which entails many, many Hall of Fame bodybuilders, and the guy behind the lens is Patrick Rivera, putting this whole thing together from Trick Entertainment. He's going to come up and fill us in on the documentary due to be released in December/January 2012 after this commercial break.
The track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest, like a best for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass hemp be, the state where you never find a dance floor empty.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatest. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. Novatest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the Zero Limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. Novatest. Fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. Novatest from Zero Limits. Order Novatest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
Levroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Ron! Oh my God! Business as usual, man! Ron! Hey! Hey! I still you! It's going yet! Ron! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world, and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances. But rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Levroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
The next generation mass gainer that's infused with 12 key NO shotgun ingredients that have been proven to ignite muscle growth by increasing muscle DNA by 149% and increase bench press 1,108% and leg press by 55%. VPX's stealth is the superior muscle mass builder that is perfect to lay down slabs of mind-blowing mass. In the old school days, the weight gainer with the most calories won the mass war, but made people look and feel like trash. VPX stealth has changed the rules of rapid muscular weight gain by adding the world's most powerful nutrient partitioning agents. Agents so powerful that they were proven to alter muscle gene proteins with just 1 ounce of NO shotgun per day. If just 1 ounce of NO shotgun a day increased lean muscle mass by 5.5 pounds, imagine what 10 ounces of stealth can do. For more information, go to bpxsports.com. That's bpxsports.com.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray. I'm
the truth and these other boys. All right, you heard from promoter extraordinaire Pam Betts putting on the NPC Junior Nationals this weekend, the 16th and 17th out there in Chicago, Illinois, and also, the 17th and 18th in Chicago, Illinois. And also, we previewed the Toronto Pro Championships with Kevin Lavroni and heard from four-time Mr. Olympia, Jay Cutler, making a run at the 46th annual Joe Weider Mr. Olympia Weekend out there in the desert of Las Vegas, September the 15th and 16th. But on the phone right now, and I just kind of gave a little preview, Kevin, that we have the executive producer of the Evolution of Bodybuilding, an idea that was conceived about November or December of 2010, and the concept grew out of a conversation about Muscle Beach, and then it took on a whole other level of involvement, and it has evolved now to encompass the Evolution of Bodybuilding, which includes interviews with luminaries such as the founding father of bodybuilding, Joe Weider, the first ever two-time Mr. Olympia, Larry Scott. We've got Samir Banu. We've interviewed Jay Cutler, and we flew all the way over to England. We interviewed Dorian Yates. We've just recently got Lila Brada. We also have some photographers. We're scheduled to go and interview Per Bernal, Muscular Development's photographer extraordinaire, on Tuesday. Actually, tomorrow we're going to be sitting down exclusively for him to find out what goes on behind the lens. We also got the former editor of Flex Magazine, which is Bill Dobbins. He spoke candidly, photography-wise and video-wise and physique-wise. He was there back in the 70s, early 70s, out there in Venice Beach and training at Gold's Gym amongst Arnold and company. He also helped author the Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding by Arnold Schwarzenegger. And we've got several other people. Let's bring them on without further ado from Irvine, California, by way of Nebraska, Patrick Rivera from Trick Entertainment. Patrick, welcome to your first time here on MD Radio.
How are you doing, Sean?
Not too bad. You are joined with the Hall of Famer, Kevin Lavroni, who is waiting anxiously for his casting call for this documentary. He's got a plethora of information about his time as being one of the winningest bodybuilders of all time, a four-time first Olympia runner-up, a two-time Arnold Classic champion, winner of over 22 pro titles. Kevin Lavroni out of Maryland is also on the phone with us. Give him a synopsis, Patrick, of how and why this concept came to be and why now.
Well, Sean, as you know, I mean, I contacted you almost about a year ago, and there was a couple other ideas from other people that wanted to do something on Muscle Beach, and you were nice enough to come in and do a quick little interview and kind of talk about your experience there and you coming into the bodybuilding world. And you and I, we kind of talked a little bit after that, and you kind of mentioned that maybe you should go a little farther. Maybe we should talk about the history. I mean, you can only go so far with Muscle Beach, and with the younger crowd and the younger bodybuilders today, Muscle Beach isn't as prevalent as it used to be back in the day. And so for this type of a film, the evolution, we can mention Muscle Beach, we can mention what happened, and I feel that now's the time. Now's the time to have something that's, you know, that can really explode, you know, the industry of bodybuilding.
Right. I think what was important to me once we first started talking was that we get these people while they're still alive, first and foremost. Joe Weider's 91 years old. Larry Scott is 72 years young. We still have people on hold and in the queue. We've got Editor-in-Chief Steve Bleckman in line. Of course, we've got Peter McGough, who was a former Flex editor over there. He came out by way of England, and he's got a lot of information about the English movement. Like we said, we got Per Bernal on hold, and of course, we're going to get Kevin Lavroni at some point, sometime. Even John Brown's going to talk about how the posing, the art of posing, has evolved. We're trying to cover, Kevin, in this documentary, literally everything from A to Z, but more importantly, what it was like for those people that were there, that lived it, and these athletes that also made these champions better. I mean, you and I and several other people, we helped make Dorian Yates better. We pushed Ronnie Coleman. Of course, Lila Brada was there, a two-time first Olympia runner-up. He was standing next to Lee Haney and was the alternative to Lee Haney, but he pushed Lee nonetheless and was one of the winningest bodybuilders of his time. So while not everybody is an Olympia champion, a lot of these guys helped validate those Mr. Olympia winners, including a guy like Boyer Coe, who was a 17, 16-year-old bodybuilder. He told me, and Patrick, he said when he was coming up in the South out there in Louisiana, in New Orleans, he thought that the whites only and the colored only drinking fountains were different in that if he went to the colored drinking fountain, he was expecting colored water to come out. So it was really interesting for him to be bodybuilding back in the 60s when we saw Martin Luther King get gunned down and the President JFK, and we saw that we were getting ready to go to war in Vietnam and we put the first man on the moon in the 60s. We've got bodybuilders from all eras talking about what it was like financially and politically during their time. And, of course, Jay Cutler talked about 9/11 when he was training for his first runner-up in 2001 for the Mr. Olympia. And, of course, Ronnie Coleman, he's got some great stories. But with that, Pat, thank you for calling in. I'm going to see you tomorrow at Parabernal Studio for the interview and exclusive.
Yes, sir.
Kevin, I'm going to come back here with you a week from now. Hopefully you'll make it up to Toronto for the championships and we can reminisce and talk about what goes down over there. And, of course, Pam Betts will supply me with the champions of the Junior National Championships. But unfortunately, we're going to bring you back on, Patrick, later on as we get further down towards Olympia where this thing's going to wrap up filming, and then we go straight into the editing bay and hopefully shoot for that December-January release at maybe possibly the World Masters Pro Championships December.
That's what I'm hoping.
All right. Well, we're going to try to get all that content and make sense of it all and try to have something ready by the World Masters Pro Championships. We're not sure how it's going to be, DVD, movie, documentary, television. We're not sure yet, but we're getting all the information for you guys. Stay tuned. Go to Facebook, type in Evolution of Bodybuilding, and it will all come up, and we'll keep you informed. With that, we come to a close. Thank you to all of our guests, Pam Betts, Jay Cutler, Kevin Lavroni, and, of course, our executive producer from Trick Entertainment, Patrick Rivera. With that, we come to a close of the 114th episode of MD Radio. I'm your host, Sean Ray. We'll catch you 1 week from now with the recap of the Junior Nationals and the Toronto Pro Championships on Monday, June the 20th. Congratulations to the Dallas Mavericks. Peace. We are out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.